Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day begins with clear skies across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect a cool breeze, while Ai Lut enjoys bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Australia has summoned the Israeli envoy over the decision not to prosecute those involved in the aid worker killings. This attack drew condemnation from the United States and several allies. Also, Walla reports concerns within the IDF about information leakage due to the use of Chinese drones. Cybersecurity experts are warning about the potential risks to operational information. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, former U.S. President Donald Trump has declared an unprecedented economic campaign against Iran, calling it Economic D-Day. Separately, Axios highlights statements from the Syrian foreign minister, who described the Israeli bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase as unjustified. The strike, which occurred early Tuesday, has increased tensions among regional U.S. partners. And finally, I-24 News covers Naftali Bennett's unveiling of a national security platform as Prime Minister Netanyahu shifts to attack-style campaign messaging. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Frantzman, a journalist, questioned the purpose of a recent raid in a post less than half an hour ago. Ynet Global shared a weather alert earlier today, noting that extreme heat stress is expected across most areas with temperatures rising through Friday. I-24 News English reported an hour ago that Mad Gen Rez. Aitan Dangut emphasized the importance of continuing the IDF investigation into a strike that killed Hind Rajab. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the diplomatic dispute, the Jerusalem Post details that Australia's action to summon the Israeli envoy follows international criticism. This comes after citizens from Britain, Poland, and Palestine were among those killed in the attack. The move underscores growing diplomatic tensions. Turning to the IDF's cybersecurity concerns, Walla reveals that military experts are alarmed by the widespread use of Chinese drones, which could compromise sensitive information. This issue is not just about technology, but also about national security, as the IDF seeks to ensure operational integrity. Meanwhile, the economic front is seeing heightened tension. Israel Hayom reports that Trump's new economic campaign against Iran aims to apply maximum pressure on the Iranian economy. This move could have significant implications for regional economic stability and diplomatic relations. In a related development, Axios notes that the recent Israeli airbase strike is causing friction among U.S. allies. The Syrian foreign minister's remarks reflect deepening regional discord. That strike comes hours after other regional tensions have flared, illustrating the complex geopolitical landscape. Finally, I-24 News highlights Israeli domestic politics. Naftali Bennett's national security platform attempts to address security concerns amid a heated political campaign. With Netanyahu's aggressive campaign tactics, the political climate remains highly charged. On the economic front, first, Matter of Business reports that the dollar is nearing the 3 shekel mark as markets await the Federal Reserve's decisions on interest rates. This fluctuation impacts Israeli exporters and importers alike. Separately, Tech reveals that big tech companies are facing scrutiny. Despite promises of job creation, AI data centers are instead driving up power bills, with implications for local economies in Israel and beyond. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Chinese sportswear giant Anta will enter the Israeli market in a venture with Castro Renoir. This partnership is set to boost retail and online sales by 2027. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.